Sobriety people should be joining. Hello, everyone. Welcome to From Heartache to Joy. We are here with Deeple again today. Hi, Deeple.
Hi, Gretchen. How are you?
Great. So glad you can do this with us today.
Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back. And I can
connect
with a lot of our community members.
Oh, yay. Thanks, Rachel. And she's saying yay. And also now we can see that the chat's working. So that's awesome. Say hello, guys. Also, you know, the reaction button is always there. You can give us some hearts. You can give us some thumbs up, all that good stuff. Let us know that you're hearing everything and everything's good. So hands are raised. Thank you for that. That's also at the reaction button. So if you guys want today to talk with Deeple, we're going to go through as many one-on-ones as we can during this hour. So you can get a scan to find out what's going on with your health, find out if you're, you know, how blocked your vagus nerve is, if that could possibly be causing your health issues that are going on. So it's a really important day for that, because this program, as I said on Monday, it's a pretty powerful program. It's pretty much personalized work, one-on-one with Deeple. So a remote session and a personal one-on-one session, plus the two group calls. So it's a pretty powerful program with Deeple. The price is right, only for the next couple of days. Friday, the prices go up. So today's a great day to find out if it's right for you or not. Deeple, vagus nerve. One thing, a lot of people may have left the call on Monday because it did run a little bit long. One thing you did toward the end, which was super, super cool, was you cut, because I asked, like, okay, first of all, vagus nerve, people don't talk about it. It's not like you go to the doctor and your doctor's like, oh, your vagus nerve is blocked. That's causing your health issues. It doesn't happen, right? So I asked you, how do you actually know if it's causing what's going on with your health? Because we get so frustrated going from, you know, this to that to try to find remedies. I'm a person that, you know, likes natural stuff. So I'm looking for supplements to do with the, you know, to help with this or that. So how do we know it's our vagus nerve that's affecting us?
Yeah. So just to let you know, is that the vagus nerve, it's not really talked about, right? Because what happens with the vagus nerve is that there's three major points where it actually connects, okay? It goes from the brain all the way down to the tip of the intestine. So it actually hits from chakras 6, right? Even 7, let's say 7, all the way down to the root chakra, okay? Because the vagus nerve, so if you have any problems in your body, I can guarantee that the vagus nerve is blocked, because there's 160,000 pathways, even though it's one long nerve from the brain through to the intestines, it has all these branches. And through the branches, these 160,000 pathways, it connects to the intestine, the stomach, the heart, the bladder, the brain, the neck, the throat. So if you have anything that's going on in your body, the immune system, the skin, I have helped so many people align their vagus nerve, cleanse the blocks that are coming in from lifetimes, from the ancestors, from in the womb, which we talked about Monday. So many people recognize that they were having these problems coming from in womb. They recognize it themselves, or they were asking about it. But not a lot of people address the vagus nerve, is what I'm saying. And we don't know enough, because the doctors and other professionals never pinpoint the vagus nerve. And it's sad, because no one knows how to stimulate it or recognize that it has gone weak or it has been damaged through some form of trauma. If you have been through some form of trauma, I can guarantee and promise you that your vagus nerve has been affected. And I can't wait to dive into that today. But there's two ways to check if your vagus nerve is damaged. Okay. And so we're going to do this exercise. All right. And I want you to put it in the comments exactly what you are sensing, because I'm not going to know and Gretchen's not going to know unless you can talk to us via the chat. Okay. So always stay active. If you like something that we're saying, or if you have questions, just go ahead and put it in the chat, okay? Now, one of the things, put your head straight, okay? Sit up straight. And what I want you to do is I want you to turn your head to the left. Slowly turn it to the left. Go as far as you can go without pain, okay? So keep going, keep going. You should be able to turn it all the way to the shoulder. If you cannot, the vagus nerve is blocked. Now turn your head back to the middle, and now turn it to the right. Go as far as you can without any pain, discomfort, pressure. Sometimes you'll feel the pain in the occiput, not necessarily in the neck, but in the base, in the skull. Anywhere that there's discomfort or pain, let us know, let me know if you are having any, okay? Because this will tell me that, yes, you are having vagus nerve weakness. So anybody here who had pain in the neck, exactly. Jennifer said there was neck pain, couldn't go all the way to the right. Very good. So the vagus
shoulder pain is yeah. Where I'm at it.
Yes. So because the vagus nerve, it runs on both sides. So you may even have shoulder pain that shows up. So recognize from the occiput, from the back of that neck, okay, all the way down to the shoulder. And Rachel says, can't quite get lined up with the shoulders. Exactly. And Dolores says, I have pain when I turn to the right. Cindy says, I can't seem to turn completely. That's it, guys. There is weakness. There is blockage. There is damage. And we got to get to it. Okay. Anyone else? We've got quite a few people here. We've got 40 people here. Go ahead and share with me. Do this exercise, guys, because it's so important that it will tell you if your nerve is blocked.
It makes so much sense what you're saying, Deepal, because when you really described the 160,000, like if you pick, for me, it's really hard to fathom how much that is, right? And in our body, there's that many pathways. But if you really sit and think about it, like, and it's going and like, it really is, it makes sense why it affects all of those areas.
Yeah, well, Dana says, my neck felt stiff as I extended further on both sides, not excruciating, but uncomfortable.
I agree.
Even if it's uncomfortable, guys, the vagus nerve is blocked. I'm telling you, if you cannot turn all the way without any form of discomfort, it is blocked. And we got to figure out where in those 160,000 pathways. And that's what I do. I tune into your body because I have that X-ray vision. My 8 intuitive senses are open, and I use quantum body awakening to connect with your body. And
so how do you do it so quickly? Like 160, like how do you scan that so quick? That's just, I can't get past that number. Like I've read the number the past couple of days, I've read it, but until you actually said that,
yes,
I didn't quite get it.
Yeah. So the body talks to me. So Gretchen, your body's talking to me and it's telling me that because you're not able to turn and there's a blockage and I feel it more on the right side. Is that where you said you could not turn?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. So for you, there's about 5,000 that are blocked.
That's crazy.
Your body is like telling me this and showing me. And so it's really easy for me to clean that up.
Yeah.
And so that way you can turn. Okay, so let's do this. I want you to guys to take a nice deep breath in. We're going to do a little process so you could turn a little bit more, okay? We can't get to all the layers today right now because we'll be doing mini processes and I want to get to as many people as we can, but let's do this, okay? I want you to breathe in through your nose and breathe out. and close one nostril. Breathe in through that nostril. Breathe in through that one that's open. Now close the one that's open and breathe out through the one that's closed, just letting it go. Breathe in through the one that's open, close it, and breathe out through the other one as you release it. Breathe in through the one that's open. Close it. Release through the other one. And just breathe normally. Let go and breathe normally. Now slowly go ahead and turn to the left. Notice if you go further, because I sure am.
Wow.
Notice, come back to the middle, and then go to the right.
Wow.
Ooh, that feels good.
That's crazy.
Yep, come back to the middle. Very good. So that's just a mini process, okay?
Wow, that's awesome.
If you're still finding pain and discomfort, we got to get to the layers. We got to get through those blocks that you may have, okay? So just by doing that, Gretchen, you actually released 2,000 of that.
Yeah, I could feel it, but much less intense. Yeah. So that's so cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Patty says, I have less sinus now as I was turning my head. Exactly. So sinuses can get blocked. When you're vagus.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like when you started that, like when I had to do this, like I almost got claustrophobic because I couldn't breathe well through either very well. And then as it went through, I mean, it was still clogged, but I wasn't getting that panic, like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe feeling. So that's really cool.
It is so cool. There are other ways to check your vagus nerve if it's weak, but I'd like to do that in our sessions to see how you're doing, right? This was just one little exercise to really give you, like, to allow you to tap into your body to see where you're at, okay? And I think a lot of people resonated with that, so I'm really glad. So Maureen says, my left side is clear now. Sana says, opened up my nasal passages and the discomfort is in the shoulder blade, no longer in the shoulders. So it's moving, right, Sana? It's moving, and that's what we want. We want it to move. But that block for you, it's a little deep. It's about 10 to 20,000 layers deep when I look, and it's coming in from another lifetime and the ancestral side. So we could definitely work on that.
So cool. All right, let's start working with people. This is so cool, Deeple. Thank you so much. Cindy says, wow, this is amazing. I would love to have a scan. Awesome. Raise your hand, guys, and we'll start with scans with callers. So first, go ahead.
If you guys already had a scan Monday, let's give other people an opportunity to get a scan as well. So if that's okay with everybody, I would love to do that to connect with different people.
And I don't remember names, so I'm going to trust you guys if you had a scan to put your hand, to lower your hand. All right, first up, Patty. Patty, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Patty.
Hi, I hope you're doing well.
I am, how are you?
I'm okay. Very happy to be speaking to you.
Yes, yeah, same here. Go ahead. Tell me what's going on.
I suffer from tachycardia issues. I'm 60 right now, ever since in my 30s. But with my tachycardia, it comes and goes. And I end up in emergency room several times. They keep saying it's an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
And now it's more what they call SVT. Not as bad, because the day that Steve Jobs from Apple died, my brother was rushed to the hospital with his heart racing 255 beats a minute. Now he's on medicine now for the rest of his life. And my mother has irregular heartbeat. So it might be genetic, the tachycardia issues. I'm just trying. And I had COVID 3 times. The first time I had COVID, afterwards, it made my tachycardia worse. It's better now that I could go out and do things, but I'm not the type of person that could do a lot of exercise. I have to be careful with that.
Yeah. So the COVID energy is still there. Okay. I can feel it. That's impacting your heart. It's created this aura around the heart.
Mm-hmm. I had COVID 3 times.
Yeah, 3 times. Yep. So it's still like just sitting there. It's dormant, but it's still there, right? The energy of it is still there. It is. Your heart is. So I remember in the beginning, I had mentioned that your vagus nerve goes from the brain all the way down to the intestines. Well, mm-hmm. guess what the middle part is? It's the heart.
The heart.
Okay, so there's 3 major points in the vagus nerve. So your vagus nerve right now, it's about 67% blocked. Okay.
Oh, bleak.
Yeah, but I'm seeing it. Now, remember, guys, I see things from an energetic perspective. So don't go to your doctor and be like, hey, my medical intuitive said that it's 67% blocked, and they're going to think we're crazy, right? So don't do that. I'm going to clear the energy, because when we clear the energy, it releases the physical, what's happening on the physical level, the blocks on the physical level, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what I see is that this tachycardia, it's actually coming from deep wounds of love. Like, I don't know if it includes this lifetime, but lots of painful love experiences around.
I like to say this is that I have worked with other Irma's energy healer. I always believe that there was some type of curse on me when it comes to love.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I caught the bouquet twice.
Yeah.
3 years after I caught the bouquet, the person I was in love with passed away.
So I'm looking if there is a curse, and I did get a yes. And that's something that we can work on in a personal session. Okay.
I already paid for the session. So I'm looking forward to our session.
You did. Okay. Well, wonderful. I'm so excited. All right. Mm-hmm. So I hope this scan really helps you to get you to at least set your intention when you do the on-demand healing. And I honestly, I do recommend doing the on-demand healing first and then doing a session with me, because the guides will clean up a lot of the stuff, and then we just get to dive deeper and clean up more. So it'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Very cool. All right. So just real quick, because I think what you said was important. If you do join this program, like Deepal said, do the on-demand healing first and set your intention. I think that's really important. You know, set the intention of what you want Deepal's guides to work on during that session. So those were 2 important things. Sorry, just needed to point that out.
And I work with archangels. My main guide is Shiva, has always been since I was young. And my mom and dad, like everybody knows that I'm the Shiva girl in the family. So I do bring the energy of Shiva through, which is a lot of strength and that calm and peace energy. And so I do work with ascended masters as the guides. Archangel Michael, Raphael, Saint Francis. So I work with some of the saints as well. And so everything comes from divine love and source and is very universal and high vibrational frequency prana, which is tapping into your own life force energy, right? A lot of times we think that, oh, it's just life force energy, but it's not just life force energy. It's your own life force energy that keeps you alive, that connects you to your soul, that allows healing to take place. So come and play with me, guys. If you do have the opportunity, this program is really going to hit home for you in a lot of ways, because no one ever talks about the vagus nerve. They might tap on it a little bit, but not dive into it as deep as I'm trying to help you. And I will give you the tools and techniques to walk away with. So that's how my healings take place. We do the scanning, the reading, the healing, and then you walk away with some tips to help you progress and manage any symptoms that come through. Because, you know, I mean, the vagus nerve can get blocked anywhere at any time, but at least you'll know how to clear that, okay, for you. So, and how to keep it clear. So definitely even a preventative measure of the vagus nerve is going to be very helpful. If you have people that you know that could use this healing, definitely you can share out this replay and this package that we have for you today. So you could buy it for your loved ones and be a surrogate as well, okay?
Awesome. Love it. All right. So Patty says that she does have her on-demand session tonight. So that's cool. Very cool. Dolores, I see you're having trouble with the connection. You keep losing this webinar. That must be on your end, Dolores. I think all is good here with Zoom and how it's running. So maybe restart your computer and try again. All right. Next up, Rachel. Rachel, you can unmute yourself now.
Hey, how nice to talk with you today, Deepa.
Same here, honey. How are you? Did we talk Monday?
No.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was on the call, but we didn't talk.
Yeah, just I remember seeing your name. I'm glad you can make it again today.
Me too. So I have kind of an interesting history with vagus nerve stuff. I was physically really crooked for most of my growing up, you know, one shoulder really higher. My shoulders were really tight, partly because of that. So I've done physical therapy. I've done it work with the Alexander technique, and it's all better. And I'm 2 inches broader in the shoulders than I was when I was 21. So that part's great too. But I feel like my vagus nerve catches a lot. And I wondered what you might have to say about that, or what the vagus nerve might tell you to say. I know she said that, but really what I would like from Deepal is da-da-da-da. Because I feel like it has a personality of its own.
So definitely what's coming up is lack of emotional support.
Okay.
Of forgiveness. There is emotional burdens as well that are coming up as I tune into your body. And, you know, because the vagus nerve is connected from the brain all the way down, it is connected to your spine. So I love the fact, Rachel, that you're bringing up the fact that you had crooked shoulders, right? Because it has to do with the spinal alignment. For you and in your life, it feels like things have come into alignment, but it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort.
Yes.
Right? And so it's like, okay, when is it going to get easy for me? And so your shoulders, you just hold everything on one side, right? And you don't feel like life is a direct pathway. Like, you feel like being here on earth, it's not a direct road, and you want it to be, but there's so many curtains that keep falling in front of you.
Yes.
Right? And it feels like you always take the wrong path. That's how you feel about yourself. Like, why am I always going the wrong way? Right. And I don't know if that's like an analogy to what happens to you when you're driving too sometimes, but that's what I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's, you know, if you do decide to grab this package at orderjoy2020.com/rapid23, that's what the link is. I think Gretchen just put it in the chat. Let's work on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, it's like you catch yourself, right? But then it's kind of too late. You're already down this path. And then you're like, oh, I need to go back now. And I don't know how to get there. So you get stuck. Okay. And that's what your shoulders were telling you. That's what the tightness, that's what, when you turned your head, maybe it got caught. Right. So it is something that we can definitely work on and align your spine, work through each vertebrae, work through the vagus nerve as we clear it and all the branches that go in through the spine. And then your overall body starts to heal, the inflammation comes down, and you're just feeling a lot more energy running through your body and actually have more vitality.
Can you feel my vagus nerve jumping up and down in excitement?
I could. That's why I just kept going.
That's so funny.
Oh, I love
awesome,
it.
Rachel. Thank you. Thank you. Did this all resonate with you with what she said?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you drive down the wrong road literally?
No.
Okay. I was curious to see if that was literal or not, because that was funny.
No, I'm good about that.
All right. Good. Awesome. Thanks, Rachel, for joining.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know what it is, Gretchen? A lot of times it doesn't have to be a physical road, right? It's like the road and the pathway to greater health.
For sure.
Better relationships, to greater abundance and prosperity. And that's where the blocks come in. So it's an analogy in many ways, if you really think about it.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. Yeah. Really cool. And it's kind of interesting how, you know, the vagus nerve is connected to, you know, the physical stuff for sure. But like you said before, like making the right choices for you, going down the right path, intuition, just all of those things kind of open up when all of those paths, which again makes sense, all those pathways are clear, right? Like, and it's all connected. So
yeah, I've had many people where I've helped them open up their intuition and stop fearing their own intuition and healing themselves because they wanted to be a healer. They've always been a healer in previous lifetimes, but there was something stopping them. And so when it comes to intuition, can your vagus nerve be blocked? Yeah, because it has to do with the prefrontal cortex, which is our consciousness, right? Connected to our consciousness, the angel lobes that help, again, connect to our higher self and consciousness, the heart that connects to the higher heart. So there's many, many connections when it comes to our intuition, when it comes to our spiritual growth that each and every one of us is on. I mean, we want enlightenment, we want peace, we want freedom, we want to stop this pain and suffering, but how do we do that? And we want to grow as spiritual beings overall, but there's always something physical that's stopping us. And so how can we accelerate both our physical growth and our spiritual growth? It is through the vagus nerve, which is also known as the soul's pathway.
That's so cool. Very cool. Very important part of our body system. Very cool. All righty. Cindy, you are up next and you should be able to unmute yourself.
Hello and good morning, Deepal and Gretchen.
Hello.
How are you both?
Good.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call. I would love to have a scan of what could be affecting my vagus nerve. I do have shortness of breath and elevated blood pressure. And just wondering what all could be connected and what's blocking me.
All right. So as I tune in, the shortness of breath, your vagus nerve right now, it is 70% blocked because your breath of life, your shortness of breath is connecting with the breath of life. and your lungs are on the right side, it feels like it's harder for you. It feels more pressure. It feels more damp in your body.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there's less activity, pranic flow in that side. All right. So the heart, the elevated blood pressure is also connected to the vagus nerve. There's about, from 160,000 pathways, there's about, let me see, 80,000 that are blocked for you right now. Okay. So when we can clear this energy out, I think you're going to find that it's easier for you to breathe, number one. And number two, your blood pressure is going to start to kind of come to normal. The salt and the potassium channels is something else that feels blocked too. It's interesting. Your body took me to that. Have you had do you check it every day?
No, I don't check it every day. I'm just wondering, do I have enough salt or not enough salt and potassium? Or is there too much of each or a lack of each?
There's just an imbalance is all I'm being shown. Okay. And I'd have to, you know, do a little digger deeping. Dive a little deeper is what I'm trying to say.
That makes sense.
Really get into what the root cause of this elevated blood pressure is, because how often does that happen for you?
It's actually been ongoing for a few years now.
Okay. So yeah, it's because nobody's tapped into and told you that it's the vagus nerve. There's blocks there. So definitely some remorse is coming up, some repression, some rejection. It's interesting. Lack of happiness, fear, and definitely grief and sadness. Whew. Yeah.
Is this from many lifetimes or primarily this lifetime?
When I read energy, I read it from all lifetimes, even from the ancestral line, because I dive deep into the subconscious, into the DNA, right? Straight into the subatomic level, and then read the energy that's there. Okay. So what is stuck in your cells is everything from all lifetimes and the ancestors and what is there karmically. So whether or not you resonate with something that I'm saying, you may not realize it until after we get off the call. Okay.
Yes, it does make sense. It does. It resonates.
Good. Good. So you've been through something in multiple lifetimes, and some of it's like deja vu for you.
I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
So many things that I think go back to ancestral times.
Yeah. Lots of old beliefs and karmic things coming up. So we would definitely clear that through the vagus nerve, because in the vagus nerve, karma can get stuck.
So you said 70,000 cells are blocked in the vagus 70, nerve?
70,000 pathways, yes.
Pathways.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Well, your lungs are very big and, you know, I mean, everybody's are, right? Like our lungs are pretty big and your heart, and they both sit right there. So your thymus is blocked and that's blocking you from spiritually growing right now.
Is there anything that I can do to help unblock the thymus and help with the lungs?
Yeah. So I'll share it with you in a personal session, because I do want to get to as many people as we can today. So I'm just doing scans today, but definitely take advantage of the program and you know, I'll teach you all the ways that I could to help you unblock. And it's pretty easy. So
Okay, wonderful. I am signed up and I'm looking forward to your program. Awesome. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thanks, Cindy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. So in the session, you clear, just for my reference, you clear the pathways, right? So everything's flowing the way that it should be. And then you also give tools and tips and strategies for us to use whenever we need to. So when things are feeling off or, you know, whatever it may be. Is that right?
Exactly. Because any of my sessions, if anybody's ever worked with me, and I know many of you have in the past, I like to do the energetic work, but also the physical, like something to take away, usually, just so you could work on that and keep clearing. But in the 20-minute session, we activate your navel portal. We work on your sympathetic and parasympathetic channels because a lot of you are in fight or flight or freeze. And we need to work through these channels to help bring that balance into the vagus nerve because it's very deeply connected to the parasympathetic nervous system. So if you find yourself in fight or flight a lot or freeze, then we definitely need to work on the vagus nerve. Okay, so that's another thing that you can recognize within yourself that, okay, do I live in fight or flight? Do I have a lot of stress? Do I have any digestive issues? Is my heart always, am I always on high alert, right? Yeah. Because when you are on high alert, your heart starts to race a lot, right? Even sometimes a knock at the door or the anticipation of a knock at the door gets our heart racing just by thinking about it.
You used to be on high alert all the time and now you're calm.
Exactly. So we want to bring the calmness because that helps to strengthen the vagus nerve. That's why when we yawn, it releases, a lot of the endorphins and it releases a lot of cortisol. So when we can, a lot of inflammation in the body will increase the cortisol levels. What does that mean? It means that the vagus nerve is weak or damaged, right? So we work through all of that. We connect your vagus nerve to the energetic channels because it is connected to the energetic channels because it is the soul's pathway. So we want to work with the soul as well and get everything connected, especially because, Gretchen, I find that a lot of people walk around disconnected. Do you ever feel like my head is doing one thing and my body's doing another, or they're not connected, I'm not grounded? I mean, these are things people tell me and I felt it myself, right? Or my lower half of my body feels disconnected from the top half of my body. It's not because your chakras are not aligned. It's because the vagus nerve is not connected properly, okay? And it's not working properly because when it is connected and when it is working properly, you're going to have a sense of empowerment, control, purpose, and connection to the mind and the body and the whole being, right? So we definitely need to work with connecting the vagus nerve to our energy systems. And then we will also stimulate the vagus nerve to help your lungs, your brain, and heart. Because I know a lot of people right now, as we are evolving as spiritual beings, what's happening is that our brain is getting clogged up. Because that's energetically happening to stop us from doing what we're here to do on earth. And so you find yourself with brain fog and you find yourself like, I can't remember anything. So if you're having memory issues or focus issues or anything like that, or even ADHD, right? That tells me that the vagus nerve is blocked.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's a lot that the vagus nerve is connected to.
Totally. Very cool. Awesome. Thank you for that. This is so beneficial. So glad we're doing this today because I'm learning so much. All right. Sana, you are up next. You should be able to unmute yourself.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is a wonderful experience. It's out of the blue. I received an email and I've linked in this morning, and it's everything that you're saying is exactly what I'm experiencing. And I'm just so grateful to be here.
Well, I can't wait to really connect with you and work with your energy, because you've got this beautiful light and this beautiful aura around you. And I think we could do a lot together.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. I feel like there is this massive blockage on what this balance of, I know I'm spiritual, this is the work I need to do, and on the other side, there's that. It's like I'm sitting on this scale and not being able to jump forward and make it all, put it all in place. So thank you for taking the opportunity to be able to see what's really there. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm glad this program is resonating with you in this topic, right? Because a lot of people don't know about their vagus nerve. And I'm so blessed that I could bring this information forward, because it's about time. A lot of the empaths and highly sensitive people, higher beings, shamans, like healers, everybody is being affected by this, especially spiritually, and which is causing also these physical symptoms. And I've even seen where it's causing dark night of the soul. And anxiety and depression. And this is not where we belong. We are these conscious beings, and we're just managing our way through life. We're surviving, and it's time to come out of survival and really thrive.
Thank you. Everything that you tapped on is what I know I'm experiencing. And I've reached out to so many different avenues, you know, bits and pieces to help with the fight or flight, the hypertension that everyone says has nothing to do with the heart. I know all of this is related. A lot of it's related to the vagus nerve. There's trauma, a tremendous trauma that I've had in my life that's affected me. And physically, it's affecting me now in my, I hate to say this, in the later years. Is there something that you could, would you be able to scan me and just be able to help me today move forward?
Definitely. So until you have your on-demand or even your personal session, what I would see, what I'm seeing is that there is PTSD, right? And when we incur trauma, we do hold on to the imprints of that trauma. So there's a lot of cords that are attached to you. If I look at the cords, the number of cords, and I read them by the millions, right? So as you can see, even as I'm taking your call here, like I'm talking to you guys here, I'll tap into your unique issue, right? Even though that we are talking about the vagus nerve, this is connected to the vagus nerve, and your parasympathetic nervous system is where it's all corded into. And so the parasympathetic nervous system for you, Sana, it's almost like it's turned off. Okay, so you don't know how to turn it back on. So you never find that state of calm and peace. And when you do, you still jump, right? You still have that reflex, right? So sometimes when we hear a noise or something that sounds familiar, or somebody yelling, or even watch something on TV, we get a little bit like our heart starts to race. That's why we say, okay, don't watch the news, don't watch TV, right? We as spiritual beings, you don't want to put yourself into fight or flight, is why we recommend that. It's not that you shouldn't watch it and that it's negative and low vibration and all that. But what really happens is it puts your body into fight or flight. Okay. And it's kind of like deja vu, right? So when I look through which points are blocked for you, I can definitely see in the brain, the heart, as well as, do you have digestive issues as well?
Complete, the entire digestive system.
Yeah. So all three are blocked. And then if I look through the 160,000 pathways, about 97,000 are blocked, and the throat is coming up really strong. So as if something's stuck in there, like right in here. And that is actually part of two throat chakras. Okay, there's two throat chakras. So the second one is blocked.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's connected to my voice as well, to,
expression.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. So I hope that helps you and gives you some insight. You know, and then we'll go into the stories of what you're holding on to when we dive a little bit deeper. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. Oh, this was great. Okay, really, both of you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Thank you for joining. Awesome. All right. Okay. Next up, Mandy.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
We've worked together before, yeah?
No.
No? Your name sounds very familiar. How could I help you?
Yeah, I have been lacking smell and taste for the last 3 years, and lots of gut issues that I feel like are vagus related and would like some help.
And you're very intuitive, for sure. So yes, it is connected to your vagus nerve. When I look at which points, it's coming mainly from the brain, okay? And the intestines. Those two points are blocked. And then if I look at 160,000 pathways, it looks like 47,000 are blocked, okay? The smell and taste. So what is happening and the gut, it's like a lot of air quality is in your body. Like you're very airy in your body. So your body like fills up with air. I don't know if you get a lot of gas and bloating as well.
Yep. Yep.
So what happens is that your body tends to fill up with a lot of air, and it's a lot of times has to do with what you're eating. Okay. So this is where, when we would go into a session, I would share with you exactly how to bring balance to the constituents of your body, which is air, fire, water. Okay. But also work through the vagus nerve, because that's where a lot of that air is stuck. It's creating blockages. Now, if I tell you exactly what thoughts, feelings, emotions, or stories are sitting there, it's like a lot of your power has been taken away. You've had power before, you were born with power, but control has always been an issue, and flexibility. There's no certainty in life, it feels like everything's just chaotic. I don't know if that resonates with you. I could go on and on.
Yes, that's great.
This is what it feels like. And so when it comes to the sense of taste, like you don't even, there's been times in your life, I don't know if it was this lifetime, but another, where you didn't care for life. You like shut everybody out of your life, and you didn't really want to have a feel for life, connect with people. You isolated yourself. You thought that was the best way to serve yourself. And, but this brought you into a place of lack of support, and it suppressed a lot of your energies, your energetic channels. Okay. So that's what I'm getting right now. There's many, many things that are coming up, but I think as we work together, you'll see where we're going with this and get to the root cause, so we can open up all of your senses. Because when you start shutting down your senses, and you as an empath, an intuitive, and a healer, it's just a sense that you have shut down, because you just don't want to feel it. It's been burned before, literally burned, right? So we have to heal those stories. Does that make sense?
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome, honey.
Awesome. Thanks, Mandy. How did that resonate with you?
That's pretty spot on. And we have a session tomorrow.
Awesome. All right. Well, keep us posted how you do after that.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks. Amazing how much information you get, Deeple.
And it's so quick.
I know. It's crazy.
It's so quick. So sometimes I just want to keep going. And I'm like, no, we got to stop. We got to give everybody a chance to hop on.
That's so cool. All right. Next is Maureen. You should be able to unmute yourself now.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Deeple.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm good. We've worked before.
I know. But,
so as you may remember, I'm still healing breast cancer, but you know, if there's any connection or, you know, things that can be tweaked with regards to the vagus nerve and that, but also I have skin issues and some gut issues as well. So okay. Any help would be much appreciated.
Yeah. So your main question was, is the cancer related to vagus nerve? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when I tune in, your body's telling me yes, and it's connected into your heart space. Okay. The cancer itself is not, mm-hmm. but the connection to the heart, it is.
Right.
So the energy that's flowing into the heart is impacting the cells around the breast. Okay. Because they're all cells, all of our cells share information and they're telling each other, hey, I don't feel good. I feel sad. I feel grief. I feel lost. There's 34,000 emotions that this human body can feel. And so when these cells are hurt, when we're in pain, when something has happened in our lives that feels traumatic. And right now you're just holding on so tight for dear life, right? It's almost like your soul is saying, okay, I want to live. I want to be here, right? So there's just a veil between you and your higher spiritual chakras and your light that is disconnecting you from really healing this cancer and really grounding you to the earth. Once you're grounded and anchored to the earth, and that's the other problem as an empath that we have is grounding ourselves. And that is a vagus nerve issue, guys. It is a vagus nerve blockage, weakness, when you are having problems grounding yourself. Because so when this happens, you feel disconnected and you work more from the upper chakras than the lower ones. Okay, Maureen, does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So the skin, the gut, they all start to like have problems because that's your first, second, third chakra, right? Mm-hmm. And so all of them, and they're connected to the vagus nerve. So yes, there's inflammation in your body that's impacting the skin and inflammation in the gut. And so once we bring that inflammation down, the cortisol levels down, get the hormones rebalanced, I feel like you're going to be in a better place. And if I could just show you exactly how to balance your vagus nerve on a daily basis, I think you're going to find that it works out really well for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Awesome. Thanks, Maureen.
Thanks. Bye.
Very cool. All right. Next we have Marlene. Marlene, you are up next.
Hi, Deeple.
Hi, good name.
Hello.
Hello.
How could I help you, honey?
Okay, I'm having problems with my blood pressure. It stays elevated. And also, like, parasites in the body.
Okay. I'm just tapping into your vagus nerve, connecting with your body. Heart, digestive, and brain are affected out of 160,000. I'm getting 11,000 blocks. 11,000 pathways are blocked. And what's interesting is what's coming up is guilt, stuck in the past, fear. Fear of, I don't know if money or lack of financials, is that something that you've been worried about?
At the moment, yes.
There's something your body keeps saying, get off my back.
There's something like like a being, a parasite.
Well, it's almost like some relationship that you're in or were in where want somebody to get off my back.
Yes, I ended the relationship.
Okay. Apparently, how long ago was this?
April, I ended it.
Okay. So do you have any connection to that person still?
No.
Okay. Did you ever clear the cords between you and them?
I think I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. So apparently, I don't know how far back you went, but this person is karmically related to you. So if you have not cleansed the karma between the two of you, they are still stuck. And so his energy is like a parasite. And so you're seeing physical parasites in your body, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's stuck all in the vagus nerve, because when you met him, it almost feels like that's when your digestive system, you went more into aggressive passive mode, like passive. You became very passive. You lost yourself in the relationship.
Yes.
Yes. Was he very narcissistic at all?
Yes.
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 So what is happening? You took on some of his karma too.
Yeah.
And so we just need to clear this, but it needs to be cleansed. The vagus nerve needs to be cleansed. We need to reprogram your nervous system to stop going into fight or flight, because it's still regulating the energies of what you contributed out into the universe with him in this relationship, because you gave so much of yourself. Okay, but you've given so much of yourself in many lifetimes with this person. And not only that, even with your father, it was like your mom did the same thing. Yes?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. So it's almost like this ancestral, motherly, genetic type of behavior that you've taken on. Okay, mm-hmm. So we've got to clear that so we don't keep repeating cycles. So through your vagus nerve, we're going to clear all the cycles and patterns that you've been carrying forward. And we're going to work through that digestive system to bring some harmony and peace into it, because that's also throwing off your immune system, and you might find yourself a little more sick than usual.
Yes.
I hope that helps, my dear.
Thank you. Thank
I know that was a lot of information, but it seems like you resonated with a lot of that came through for you, honey.
Yes, I did.
Good.
Thanks, Marlene, for joining. Awesome information.
Thank you.
Very cool. This is so cool. Rachel took the words right out of my mouth. This is so fascinating. Thanks for bringing Deepo back. I have to say, and this is like honestly me. So like when I learned about this program, I'm like, do I need it? Do I not? You know, like, I'm just not sure. After today, and I don't know about, I would love to hear from you guys too, but after like watching you do these scans, and like, they are so spot on what you are reading with these people and how it's affecting, you know, the health. I can't wait to sign up, because so much resonated, you know, from relationships, from health, you know, from all of it. So it's just really, I'm blown away. I don't know about you guys listening, but I'm completely blown away by these readings that Deeple's giving. So very, very amazing stuff, Deeple.
Well, I was excited to do this program because when I asked the question and had a poll on From Heartache to Joy Facebook group, everybody wanted the a lot. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. We got a majority of people that wanted the vagus nerve. And so that's what I wanted to bring, what you guys wanted. And now it's here. Guys, take advantage of it because this is the time, like I said, this is the time for us to heal, make a difference in our body, in our spiritual growth, and in our lives, and start bringing that abundance through, that vitality that we have within us as empaths and light beings. And I know that I can help you get where you want to be, with the on-demand, the two group calls, plus the 20-minute session live with me. I can't wait to work with you guys. It's going to be an amazing time. And I invite each and every one of you because I see you, I hear you, I see what you're going through. I've been there. And trust me, I had digestive issues. I had heart palpitations. I had kidney stones. I had rosacea. Okay. But everything right now, my body, my parasympathetic nervous system is calm. I do not react the same way I used to things. Because yes, did I have trauma in my life like you did? Yes. At the age of 10, I was, I was abused. I was molested. I was sexually assaulted and, nobody did anything about it. I couldn't talk to my mom about it. And when I did, she just said, okay, forget about it. And that's not fun when you can't talk to somebody, you can't heal, especially from a mother figure or a father figure. And it's just, you suppress all that energy, right? Yeah. I've even been run over by a motorcycle in India.
Wow.
That's an accident, right? How many of us have been in accidents? That's physical damage to the vagus nerve. So
somebody wrote in earlier, it might've been you, Rachel, I'm not sure. But like the karma piece, like the karma being stored in our vagus nerve as well. Like it's just so, again, it's one of those things that's not in your forefront. Like you just don't think about it, right? Like it's so, light has been shed on this. Cindy says, this is so amazing how Deeple can pick up on everyone's blockages spot on, right? Mind blowing, Cindy, I agree. Like, and it's not like, I will be the first one to admit I am one of the most skeptical people that there are out there, like when it comes to readings and healings and all of it. But the information that came through today, helicopter, I'm not sure if you can hear that, but I was at that. The information that came through today, it's not like you could just guess it, right? Like this was very personal information. So I love that. And the other, Andrea wrote, and this is a great question because that's what I was thinking too. But the information came through so fast, and I would love for you to address this, Deeple. With the 20-minute session, I wonder how much can be discovered and healed. Her situation isn't simple. Yes, you will be able to book sessions after that if needed, for sure. But I would love for you to address that first part with Andrea, for sure.
So basically, when we do these packages, it's to uncover and unveil exactly how many layers deep that we need to go. And then we just start moving the energy, right? And you start to feel good. You start to feel better, right? That's what we want. If we need to do more sessions, great. But if we could do a lot, we could do a lot in 20 minutes, okay? Like I said, we are going to work with your unique issue at hand. So just bring one or two things, just like you guys did today. And then we just go from there, right? And I just start clearing everything. Everything that I find, like I did today with each one of you, then we just start clear, cancel, delete. Like we just go through the process and start clearing all of this. And then we see how you're doing at the end of the session. And then if we need to work together some more, there's always an opportunity, guys. Okay. So that will be there. And if you wanted to buy more than one package, you can do that as well.
Yeah. Because remember that the, personal sessions with Deeple, I think they're about $300. So with this package alone, you're getting the on-demand session and the personal session. So you're getting both For $247. So, and the live group healings as well. So there's a lot to play with there. Keep in mind what Deepal said, to have your on-demand session first, set your intention, let the guides do their thing and work out a lot of the goop and the gunk and all the stuff that needs worked out. And then have your one-on-one session with Deepal to really go in there and clear out the rest. So that's important to know as well. And also remember the group sessions. You know, there's a lot of, we look what happened today. You know, there's a lot of information that comes through. Plus there'll be clearings on there as well. So there's a lot of opportunity for clearing and for work with Deepal through this program. Also keep in mind, prices are going up on Friday. So, and it's first come, first serve. We heard from several people here that they have their on-demand sessions. I mean, this just came out on Monday and people are already getting their on-demand sessions started. So those are happening, like I think someone said, tonight. So dates for the live sessions. You know those off the top of your head, or you want me to pick?
Yep, November 2nd and November 9th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can also, if you can't make it at that time, you can go ahead and put your question into the Q&A in advance, a couple of days in advance. So you will have that opportunity to do that if you can't make it live. You will have the replay to keep, and the energy will be infused within the replays.
Awesome. Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. Awesome. I just thoroughly enjoyed it from the moment we started with the process, like for us to be able to see that, like firsthand, that change was amazing. So really, really great. How do we buy a package for ourselves and as a surrogate for someone else? So
you would purchase two programs then separately? Yeah. Like
you want one for yourself, Julie, and also to offer as a surrogate for somebody else. I'm assuming that's what you mean. Okay, great. Yeah, buy two. And then I think in the checkout, you can put if a package is for somebody else. If not, you can, I don't think that our customer service needs to know that. I think just with Deepal, she's the only one that needs to know that. So when you book the second session, you can book for them. Is that how that would work?
So just put their name. And then when you book the on-demand session, you will have a form that you can fill out as to who it's for. If you put your name and then put the other person's name in the on-demand session. And then when it's time to do their session, you can put their name, but you could be on the call. So just make sure to put your email so you get the reminders if you're going to be a surrogate. So that's not a problem. So when you're booking, just put your name if you are going to be a surrogate, your email if you're going to be the surrogate.
Awesome. Perfect. All right, Deepal, thank you so much for joining us today. This has just been very, very enlightening. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Guys, if the on-demand session is silence,
it's
a silent session. Yes, it can happen right while you're sleeping. You can book it, whenever. And the thing that's great about this is your head, your mind, your ego is out of the picture, right? Like it's your Deepal's guides working with your body, with your guides, you know, helping. And it's just such a beautiful process. And this is one of Deepal's most popular items that she does have. So people really, really do enjoy these. So yes, it is a silent session. You don't need to be there. You can sit in silence. You can be sleeping, all of
meditating, working, yep. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Andrea, yes, there will be a replay of this today. If you go to this page, orderjoy2020.com/rapid23, both calls will be there. So the first call's there now. This one will be posted in a few hours on that page. So you can just go there and check that. So, all right, officially, I know you're super busy today, Deepal, so I will let you go. Thank you for joining us. Very, very great call.
Thank you so much, Gretchen, for having me. And thank you guys. It was so wonderful connecting with each and every one of you. If you guys do have any questions, you can ask me in Bliss Up, if you are part of Bliss Up, or you could ask me on From Heartache to Joy. the Facebook group, and I won't, you know, I don't mind answering anything that comes up. If you're curious or just want to know, okay, I'm not sure if this package is for me, this is what I'm dealing with, then go ahead and put that question in the From Heartache to Joy Facebook group or Bliss Up, and make sure to tag me so that I know to answer that. So I'm not, you know, I won't see you unless you tag me, because I won't see the message. But thank you guys so much and allowing me to be part of your journey, because, you know, that is one of my passions, is to help you grow and thrive as an empath. And I can't wait to work and connect with each and every one of you. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Deeple. Thanks everyone for joining us. What a great day. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye, Deeple.
Bye.